About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season is back at MyBookie, and they're now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app specifically built for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today.
We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
That action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. How are you, Mark?
Working on the weekend like usual.
That's right.
We get Sunday a new we got a new sponsor.
We do have a new sponsor on the show. That's exciting.
Were we scared off the other ones?
What'd you we probably lose? Scared them off.
Who'd we lose? BetQL?
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because they're gone, Mark. Doesn't matter who we lost. It matters who's on board.
we made fun of all the people in New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right.
Indiana.
Could be.
Fuck you if you live there.
We're on to baseball this week. We're going to talk baseball playoffs. Which is but before we go into that, let's talk some sports news. Cam Newton got sick with the Rona. Your thoughts?
If Cam Newton can get it, anyone can get it. Like that guy,
he's Superman.
Dude, he's Iron Man. It should be Super Cam. But
interesting that he's the only player to get it.
Yeah, so far. Patriots. I wonder how that works, especially like the quarterback. I feel like
you'd think
you're breathing on the center's ass all day, and the center and the O line hand the ball off to the. I don't know. I think it. It was kind of inevitable that this was going to happen to someone.
Mm-hmm. Happened to be Cam.
I think the NFL like knew. Like they said going into the season, like there's going to be positive tests. It's how they deal with it.
I wonder if... I'm going to throw out a scenario to you, okay? You're the NFL. You're Mr. Goodell. A Patriots player tests positive, but it's like the backup or the third string like long snapper. Like it's someone who's probably never going to see the field. Does the same outcome happen? Do you postpone the game? Or do you play on?
Well, there's no such thing as a third string long snapper. But
okay.
But I get what you're saying. I don't know, right?
It's tough.
I don't think they would postpone the game if it was someone
who wouldn't see the field.
But like there was I wanna say was it the 49 no, the Chiefs. They're like one of their practice squad quarterbacks got coronavirus.
And it was nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't even know the guy's name.
Right.
Yeah, I think to me it just shows like when you have such large numbers on these teams, because other sports like you're carrying like rosters of like the whole staff that's there is like 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
But like football, you've got 53 players, and then you've got dozens of coaches and staff and everything.
Right.
So it just highlights a big problem. Like if you have one spread, and you got to reschedule games, it's not like in basketball where you got dozens of games.
Right.
You know?
Every game is very important. So.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a scheduling nightmare for the NFL. I hope so. Like, I think they got to contain it. I wonder if, like, they'd even, depending on the spread, maybe, like, shut it down for, like, 2 weeks, push everything back 2 weeks, if that's even possible.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, there was a little bit of a scare yesterday with one of the Saints players testing positive, but that turned out to be a false positive. So they're all good over there. So yeah, it's just interesting. We'll have to see. Hopefully Cam's all good to go and the game doesn't have to get pushed back too far and they'll get back on track. Speaking of on track, watch this transition. We were on track with our EPL picks last week for the most part. Man City did us dirty.
Yeah, that ruined my parlay.
Ruined my parlay as well. That seemed like a for sure-sies. But we both hit our dogs, which is something positive to look at. I had Newcastle at plus 145. You had Tottenham, who put a spanking on today,
dude,
right?
I was so adamant on Spurs winning. The line was, plus 247 was the line at the time.
What was the final score of that game? Do you know?
Yeah, it was. It just ended a few minutes ago. 6-1.
6-1.
Spurs destroyed
as a dog. A 6-1 victory for a dog. That's
what I'm
awesome.
Saying. That should not have been a dog.
Wow.
Maybe people listen to me instead of that other guy.
Hopefully someone.
He said Man United was going to win that game.
Yeah, well, he said the value was on Man United, but...
No, it wasn't. If you put on Man United, you lost. The value was on Spurs. He just wasn't smart enough to see it.
It was a good pick from Mark. Credit where it's due.
It was so obvious that they were going to win. Like, I can't believe it. And I obviously, like, 2020 hindsight, right? Like, you're looking back on it.
Course.
It's easy for me to say that now.
Yeah, it is.
Go back and watch the episode. I was very clear that you should
true.
Make
the
this
pick.
The
proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the podcast.
You can go back and look.
It's
we also have
right
Wolves.
There.
We talked a lot about Wolves.
They won. Everton won.
A little bit less impressively, but Wolves won 1-0.
Yeah, so the four games that
Everton
we laid out, the lines that we liked. Liverpool hasn't played yet, but
right.
Hopefully they'll probably win.
So the only major hiccup is Man City at this point. Other than that, yeah, it was a good profitable weekend of soccer. So we'll have to get the updated numbers once those all come through. We're just waiting on Liverpool now, who should be a pretty safe bet, I would think. But we're gonna jump over to baseball this week.
Just a sport that
America's pastime.
Yeah.
When was the last time?
Emphasis on past.
When was the last time you went to a baseball game?
Well, obviously coronavirus didn't help.
Before then.
Good question. I went to Cinco de Mayo, 2019. Hmm. I went to coincidentally, it was Dodgers against the Padres.
That is coincidental.
On Cinco de Mayo.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, in San Diego.
In San Diego.
One of my good friends' birthday is on Cinco de Mayo, which is May 5th if you don't speak Spanish. And they were playing, the Dodgers were playing in San Diego against the Padres, so he went down to the game.
It's a good place to be for Cinco de Mayo. Lots of,
celebrate
it pretty well at Petco Park. They have Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday, so I can imagine Cinco de Mayo celebrations would be pretty good.
Yeah, it was cool. I like baseball as a sport if you're in person.
Yeah.
Like going to a game where like you don't really have to be paying attention and like you can just drink and hang out
right.
with your friends. Like that's
it's
cool.
A social sport for the fans,
but
for sure.
I've tried in quarantine to sit down on my couch and be like, I'm gonna watch
a baseball game.
And it just
You can't do it?
I just can't get through it. I don't know enough about it. I never played baseball
right.
at a serious level to like really love it. My roommate loves baseball. He was a college baseball player, so like I communicate with him about it to try and learn.
Right.
And I do like the different like nuances and the strategy in the game. Like I obviously mm-hmm. respect how difficult it is. It's just not entertaining. And the numbers in viewership reflect that.
Fair. Some of the games are pretty intense though when it comes to the playoff picture. Like I don't know. It's really exciting watching when there's like two outs and a guy on third base and there's just so
yeah.
much pressure. Those situations are kind of unlike any sport where it's just like every pitch. I don't know. There's something about it.
If it's like the last couple innings and it's a close game that matters, I can definitely watch
it. But to get there, you have to get through usually hundreds of games.
I always say like symbolically, because I grew up in Orange County, California, Anaheim Angels.
Mm. Los Angeles Angels now.
Yeah. I was an OG fan, Anaheim Angels.
Okay.
I was at Game 7 of the World Series 2002. When they beat Barry Bonds.
You've been to a World Series.
Yeah, me and my dad.
What a shame for someone who just talked about not liking baseball that much.
Yeah.
Imagine all the fans out there who wish they could have been in your seat. Hardcore baseball fans.
I used to like baseball.
When you were seven?
Yeah, when I was 7 years old.
All right, fine.
But, no, the World Series is electric. It's actually one of my earliest memories is being at those games.
Yeah.
But so, like, the Angels obviously have Mike Trout, who's many...
Shohei Ohtani, two, like, faces of the game.
Yeah, exactly. And Mike Trout specifically,
yeah,
though,
agree.
From what I gather, he's...
The number one.
He's like Babe Ruth, basically.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He's supposed to be, like, best of all time.
Totally.
And, like, literally, no, like, very few people in Orange County care. Like, nobody cares.
He's in the wrong place, for sure.
Yeah, we've got the Tom Brady of baseball in our city, and you won't see a picture of him.
You don't see
Angels jerseys. You don't see any like
crap stadium. Gear. No one's in it. It's just not the place for a guy like that to be. Right? He deserves better.
Part of that might be that he doesn't want that. Like maybe he doesn't want to be. It's his personality.
He seems like a quiet, nice guy. You know, like he's never been very outspoken. So you could be right about that.
Yeah, we get Major League Baseball's Lionel Messi is just
chilling there.
Yeah, he's just in Anaheim and literally and Anaheim's not like a bumping city, right?
No,
it's not like where there's there's all this going. Like yeah, you got the Ducks and like who cares about hockey?
Right.
Like let me be honest with you. Let me ask a question: who cares about hockey? Nobody.
Less than baseball, even I think.
Yeah, and no one. Literally, it's not like people have anything to do in Anaheim.
Right,
and no one's there. Best baseball player ever, and no one cares.
They're like desperately trying to fix that problem because they know it's a problem with. They think it's a problem with like the stadium and the area around it, which is partially true because there's nothing there, right? If you're gonna go to an Angels game, like, it's gonna be tough to grab a drink somewhere cool before or like spend the day there if you're from out of town. So they're trying to like redo the whole parking lot and put in a bunch of like. Cool food places, food trucks, drink places. Anyway, maybe that'll help turn it around.
They totally
could. I totally agree.
It's very diverse.
Like Mike Trout should be somewhere better. He should be in San Diego. That's a great stadium down there.
Are they going to pay him $40 million a year, whatever he's making?
Yeah, right. He is making a lot. Let's go ahead and jump into it. MLB playoffs. Can't wait to hear Mark's thoughts on the MLB playoffs. First matchup. We're going to go ahead and dive into the Houston Astros versus the Oakland Athletics. Astros are a +110 underdog to win the series. The A's are a -130 favorite. Your first thoughts?
Taking the A's because I hate the Astros.
I knew you were going to say that.
I haven't watched a single pitch thrown by an Oakland A's baseball player since maybe like the days when Miguel Tejada was playing for them in like 2005. Pre-market crash.
Right. That's a while back.
But dude, like fuck the Astros to be honest.
I know. I totally hear you. They were actually underdogs in their last series too, and they pulled it off. It just seems like, you know, these guys have had such a rough season. Deservedly so. Let me be clear about that. Deservedly so. They've had a rough season. Everywhere they've gone, when there were fans, people were, you know, booing them, hating them, hissing at them. Online, social media, they've just been getting torn apart nonstop by every fan base in the country. I'm sure it's been not fun at all, and a lot of them have struggled like to hit because they don't know what's coming.
Yeah, as you say, they don't know the pitches. That's the whole point.
It's a lot harder guessing than knowing. But yeah, they won this series, and it could be interesting if they keep going. And I like hate to say it.
Yeah, they're like the villain.
They're really good. You know what I mean? Like the problem is they're all very good. They won a World Series. Yes, they had a helping hand. But they are very good regardless. And something about them in this spot just makes me want to take them as
it's
underdogs.
Just like, it's like the narrative that the Astros are
exactly.
pushing.
It's the storyline.
But it doesn't make sense. Like they're saying, they're
who's
like,
writing the script?
Everyone's against us. No one believes in us. Dude, like we just don't like you.
Right.
Like, that's it. Like we don't care. Like we just want you to shut the fuck up. Like
right.
That's like, it's very frustrating to watch. I would love to see them get their ass kicked, but it's reflected in the stats. Obviously this season's very different because of what's been going on with coronavirus and the season was delayed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But like the difference in stats, like just the averages of the star players on the Astros, like Altuve and what Correa and like those guys.
Yep.
The difference between now and when they know what pitch is being thrown to them is astronomical.
It's night and day.
It's very clear.
Astronomical.
Oh my God. Yeah. I shouldn't. That is the worst word choice possible. Yeah. So I'm taking the A's at -130 for that one.
I do like Zach Greinke, the Astros pitcher. Who they picked up. So he wasn't a part of that cheating crew. He's a clean-cut guy coming in, but he's one of the weirdest guys in the world. He's actually this season, he's been saying what he's going to throw out loud before he throws it, which is hilarious. And then, like, striking people out with it. So
that's sick.
He just doesn't care.
You know which one? What I loved was the Joe Kelly for the Dodgers
yeah,
in the beginning of the season.
Great. That was
when
great.
He was, like, throwing at guys' heads, and he throws, like, 99 miles an hour. And he's a savage. I love Joe Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was throwing at, was it Correa that he was
I think
throwing?
It was Correa or...
He, like, threw at his head, like, a couple times.
Yeah.
And then in the same at-bat, like, struck him out with, like, a like pitch low in the way, right. low and away, and Correa was pissed, like staring down, and Joe Kelly turned around and said, "Nice swing, bitch."
And then that meme went viral of his face.
Dude, that has to be the worst feeling in the world. Like, you are hated by, like, the entire baseball community because you cheated mm-hmm. in the seasons prior, and you were super outspoken, telling people to shut the fuck up. Everyone hates you because of it. Some guy comes up, throws a speeding vehicle at your face twice, misses you, strikes you out, and looks at you and says, nice swing, bitch.
Love that.
That has to be the worst feeling in the world. But you deserve it. Fuck you.
All that being said, I'm not saying I like the Astros as humans. They are cheaters. But I'm going to take them just for the storyline. How about that? You take the A's. I'll take the Astros to win the AL West. Sound good?
Yeah, you're that guy that was rooting for the Joker in Dark Knight.
I like the villains. What can I say? Let's move on to the Yankees. Taking on the Rays. The Yankees are -120 series favorites. The Tampa Bay Rays are set at even money. Yankees went through quite a little bit of a phase the past maybe month or so where they were losing a lot of games. They had a lot of guys hurt, but they timed their recovery to perfection, and now they're hitting bombs again. They hit absolute bombs.
The Bronx Bombers.
The Bronx Bombers. And they were super fun to watch last series. That's why they have a slight edge in this one. What's your pick here?
I'm taking the Yankees, mm-hmm. regrettably. I mentioned this a couple episodes ago. Half my family's from Boston, so they're probably going to disown me.
Right.
But I think the Yankees are going to win the series. And honestly, like, this is the worst part about it, being from a Boston family. Like, something about the Yankees is kind of likable mm-hmm. to me. Like, this year.
I kind of know what you mean.
Like, I like how they're, like, very uniformed. Like, they're all, like, clean-shaven.
Yeah,
with their
right?
crew cuts. Like, it's, like, right. very, like, it's, like, militaristic.
Right, no names on the jerseys. Yeah. Like, they're just very
they
clean.
They just pull up, like, a unit, and they just mash. Like,
totally.
I think that's kind of cool. Like, they have, like, I think the Yankees have, like, a certain swag about them.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's,
totally.
Like, reminiscent of back in the day. Like, and I think a lot of that, I mean, obviously, that's been their culture for a while, but, like, Aaron Boone, like, was part of, like, those, like, big Yankee teams, like, back in the day.
Mm.
And I still remember when he hit that walk-off home run against the Red Sox, and I was crying. And my dad was like, "There's always next year." And then I was, like, four.
Right.
I didn't really understand what that meant.
Right.
I was like, well, I wasn't planning on dying.
I love watching Giancarlo Stanton's at-bats, specifically, because it is, like, it's like watching a bodybuilder swing a bat. He has only one thing in mind when he swings a bat. Like, he doesn't, you know what I mean? He just swings so hard every time.
He's going yard or bust.
Right. And it's literally, it's so funny. Just his swing is like, it's so short, but so powerful. Him and Aaron Judge are just monsters. The Rays are a good team with good pitching. Should be interesting. The Yankees put up a lot of runs. I think this will be one of the closer series on the card here. I will say that. But I will agree with you in giving the edge to the Yankees. They're my pick, -120 to win the series.
Yeah, Yankees to win, but I would love it if the Rays beat them.
Agreed. And before we jump over to the National League playoffs, quick word from our sponsors. You ready to go, Mark? Ready to sell some OBJ boat tickets? MyBookie.ag. Between the NFL, college ball, and MLB playoffs, there's no shortage of games to watch, and with thousands of lines available with all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real money maker. Don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value. Game spreads, championship futures, and player props. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code SGP to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code SGP for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Stacked UFC cards, presidential prop bets, all the major sports, and more. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
New sponsor alert.
Ooh.
Thrive Fantasy. A daily fantasy sports app for player props.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got in store. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. Choose available player props to build your lineup. They want me to mention some players that I like for this week, but I haven't looked because they're not paying me enough money to do that. But each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit, which is just a fancy way of saying regular betting. Hit the most props and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use promo code SGP when you sign up today and you will receive an instant match up to $50.
Ooh, we have to go
I don't know about that. $50 on your first deposit. I'm not used to working with such small numbers. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget promo code SGP.
Hey, Mark. Ever thought of starting your own sportsbook but don't know how?
Not a day in my life.
Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Take us home, Mark.
Lastly, get ready for the BetQL Game of the Week. Head to the App Store or Google Play Store to download BetQL. You can also head to betql.co and enter code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co and code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription.
Let's jump into the National League. Let's start off with the Atlanta Braves, -295 favorites, big favorites, over the Miami Marlins, who are at +245 for the series. The biggest favorite on this card. What do you think?
I do like the Braves. My parents met each other in Atlanta.
That's cute.
So I feel like that's
you got a connection.
Yeah, that's a connection.
Yeah.
Albeit a weak one. But I've never actually been to Atlanta. But yeah, I'm gonna take the Braves just because I think they're that much better.
Yeah, Miami beat the Chicago Cubs in the first round.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, and a very a disappointing perspective from the Cubs fan. Yeah, they won on the road. No one really expected them to do it, but the Cubs just underperformed. Couldn't put runs on the board, or just hitting terribly. Rizzo didn't show up. Schwarber didn't show up. They just had a tough. You know, that was the kind of the bummer of those three-game series or best-of-three series is that, you know, two losses in a row and they were out. So that's it. But this is probably where the Miami Marlins run into some, you know, actual trouble against a big, bad Braves team here. Hard to argue in favor of the Miami Marlins hitting a +245 price here. I think the Braves are the safe bet, and that's why they're have such a juicy line at -295. So I'm going to agree with you. Braves are just a better, much better team, much better pitching staff, just better all around.
We also went to college with Max Fried's younger brother.
That's right.
He's the man.
We did.
So we can root for that.
Shout out. We can root for that.
We can root for that.
We're going to bring it home to the West Coast, best coast. Los Angeles Dodgers, -270, favorite disrespect. That's just disrespect over the most exciting team in baseball, San Diego Padres, +225 underdogs.
I'll let you start that one. You're the San Diego guy.
Yeah, I'm a big Padre fan, to let our listeners know. So everything I say here, take it with a grain of salt because, you know, I'm a hometown hero here. I really like the Padres, and I'm not going to bet against them. but let me explain why. The Padres, man, we've never had a championship in San Diego, Mark. Imagine that.
Like any sport?
No.
Really?
To be fair, we only had NFL and MLB teams, so there were only two sports to choose from. But no championship in any sport. So because we never had an NHL team, never had an MLS team, never had a championship, right?
No NBA, you're right.
No NBA, yep. So it's been rough, never having a championship. Then Los Angeles, the big bad Los Angeles, comes and says, you know what? You don't deserve to have a football team anymore. We're going to move to a soccer stadium in Los Angeles. We're going to take your NFL team out of their hometown and move them to LA where they'll have no fans, which is still the case with the Chargers. So frustrating. So now we have no NFL team. We're left with the Padres, right? Left with the Padres. Padres have never been that good. I mean, the big problem has always been the Dodgers are so good, and they're in our division, and we always lose to the Dodgers, and that's just, it's tough. It's tough. But things have turned around. Things have turned around, and this year has been an exciting year for the San Diego Padres.
What caused that turnaround?
A big part was the purchase of Manny Machado.
From the Dodgers.
From the Dodgers. He's an absolute stud. They sure paid him that way as well. But yes, he's come through and he's been good. Another big part has been, I'm sure you've heard of Fernando Tatis Jr., perhaps mm-hmm. the most exciting player in the league, young player in the league. Kid's like 21. Unbelievable. Absolute stud. He's just, yeah, so he came up and he's now on the team, a starter, and he's been great. They went and picked up some great pitching pieces, and they even picked up like some guys later, right before the trade deadline, to basically make this playoff push. People were very worried about the series against the Cardinals because we had two of our main pitchers hurt, one of them being Clevinger, who we just bought for a bunch of money, so that was a big deal. But we still got through the series against the Cardinals, dropped the first game, but won the next two. So now we take on the big bad Dodgers. If I were to actually like bet, if you put a gun to my head and you said who's going to win this series, I'll be honest, okay? I'll be honest. I'd probably say the Dodgers are going to win the series.
In what scenario would someone be threatening to shoot you in the head over this?
I'm just giving you an example of if I had to put my savings on, whatever the scenario is. If I had to, I would pick the Dodgers. But I think there's value. I think the line is these teams are a lot closer than the lines indicate, okay? Dodgers are going to get all the respect. They were the best team in baseball all year. They had the best record. They were unbelievable. They deserve that respect. But at the same time, they don't, because if the Padres get those pitchers back, it's hard to make the pick without knowing if those pitchers are going to start. If they get those guys back and they start the first two games, this could very well be two very even teams, because offensively, the Padres are nuts. They're really good. It just depends if they can get that caliber of pitcher that they have and whether or not they're healthy or not. So, I'm go ahead and say it. I will take the Padres plus 225 because I got to do it for my boys, the San Diego reppin'.
I respect that. I'm not going to agree, but I'm going to respect it.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Dodgers. My roommate is a huge Dodger fan. Him and his mother, they've been mm-hmm. diehard Dodger fans for like ever, literally all the time.
Wow.
So, and we've lived together for like two World Series now. So like we moved, it was like I moved to LA September 2018.
Yeah.
So like World Series for the Dodgers. Then where they got knocked out last year, like right before, or they got knocked out early.
They got knocked relatively out early by the Astros.
Right, right. In the whole cheating.
The cheaters.
Thing. Yeah. So I've had to watch my roommate weep in solitude.
Right.
Over the Dodgers.
It's actually been a while. I think it's been like 32 years, I think is the number I read.
It's been like since like the 60s, I think.
Yeah, it's been a long time since
something
they
won crazy
it.
Like that. Yeah. I feel like they're due. I feel like the fan base could use it.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, obviously the Dodgers are, like you said, the best team in baseball. It goes without saying. I don't think there's really an argument against that.
Right.
And I feel like you just always have to take the best team.
You don't always have to, because 225 plus 225, it could be a nice little payout for me. I think it's
not if they lose.
I know. I think if they win this series against the Dodgers, then we're looking at a very serious possibility of bringing the first ever championship to San Diego, and I will be very excited on the podcast.
So would you go as far as to put a future on the Padres winning the World Series?
Speaking of futures, we have to make our futures picks right now for the World Series, and my pick. They took our football team, Mark. They say you'll never win a championship in the most beautiful city in America. We said we'll get Machado, we'll get Tatis, we'll get a pitching staff, and we'll go all the way to the top and win our first World Series.
Wow. How many times
did you
rehearse
that?
I'm fired up. I might take the Padres now. Holy
completely
shit.
Completely improvised.
I'm going to run through a fucking wall for the Padres.
The Padres, baby, are my pick at plus 600 as my future to win the 2020 World Series.
Wow.
God, that feels good to say. Oh, man.
Wow. Does it feel good? Do you actually think
I seriously think, and I know, like, now you have to take everything, like I said, grain of salt.
Which is a Padre fan. Phrase that makes no sense to me.
Well, yeah, where does that come from? I don't really know.
A grain of salt. Like, you put one grain of salt on something, you're literally not going to notice it.
Several grains of salt. Take it with that.
Take
a lot of salt on this. Yeah, I'm a hometown Padre fan. This would mean the world to me if they actually won it. Like, it would mean a lot to me. But I seriously do think if they get past the Dodgers, there is a path there. I think they are the second best team in the league offensively. And it's, like I said, it depends on the pit. If we can get those pitchers in, we have a real, real, real shot. And this is going to be the toughest test. You beat the Dodgers, anything else after that, you can do it. So I think they're worth a 600 try. I think, you know, we've made sillier bets. I'll take them. I'll put $100 down on the Padres to win the World Series right now.
I'm going to take the Dodgers plus 260.
Why do you got to do that? Like, right after I go on all this stuff about how I, you know, this is my hometown, you know, team and my dream, and we only have one team left in the city. And then you take the team they
you
play next.
You can't bet with emotion.
I understand
you
that.
You can't bet with emotion.
I understand that, but we're friends and co-hosts, and I just thought that you'd have a little bit of sensitivity to
no, pick I have
a
no different sensitivity.
Future. You could pitch any of these futures, and you pick the Dodgers.
I'm going to take you one step further.
Wow.
I'm going to propose you a side bet on this Dodgers versus Padres series.
Let's hear it. What's the bet?
Dodgers win.
Uh-huh.
You got to do all the ad reads.
for how long?
The remainder of the playoffs.
We gotta
adjust this.
That's a lot.
Dodgers win. Dodgers win the series. You do the ad reads for the next episode. All of them.
Okay.
Because I hate doing the ad reads. Okay. I hate selling out to the corporate pigs.
Well, the series might not be over by the next show.
Yeah, but whenever the series ends, that next one.
Okay. Okay.
Fair. But if the Padres win the series,
yeah, it has to be a bigger punishment.
I'll do the ad reads
until the World Series ends.
Yeah.
You got a deal.
All right, it's on air. Handshake on air.
We shook on it. Man, if you're honestly, if the Padres win this and you're doing the ad reads, I don't know how long we'll have a show.
yeah, I'll drive all the sponsors out of here. I already drove. Yeah.
Them.
Yeah, there's one today. What was the new one? Thrive Sports. They had a tough one.
Yeah,
you gotta earn my respect.
Earn your stripes.
You gotta earn my respect, right? And, you know, maybe a $50 match on a first deposit. I don't know if that earns my respect just yet. Maybe we had a zero on there.
I think it's a really cool idea. Actually.
I love my fans. I want a $500 match.
I know you're not a big prop guy, but having a system like that that's just based on props is actually pretty cool. I'm excited about it, and I will be checking it out. Even if you're gonna talk smack and be over there, think you're a genius, and then pick the favorite to win the World Series. Like, okay, you're some sort of genius picking the favorite.
The favorite's plus 260. Why would I not want free money? If I offered you a bag of free money, if I said, "Hey, Kyle,
hey, Mark,
give me $100 and I give you back 260," mm-hmm. you'd probably take
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
All That's right. basically what I'm doing here. Yeah. It's just that there's big sexy baseball players on the line.
You're calling it a lock pretty much. Speaking of locks, we have to do a lock dog parlay. It's kind of hard to do it with when we're picking series winners. So for my lock, I'm going to take the Braves to win their series against the Marlins at minus 295. Go ahead and take your lock. See, I took the best one off the table. Well, you might as well take the Dodgers for your lock.
Wait,
who did you
just take?
The Braves.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty understandable
one.
I'll take the Yankees. Mm. I like the Yankees as a lock.
I like that too.
Minus 120.
That's fun. All right. Your lock's the Yankees at minus 120. For my dog, it's obviously the Padres in terms of like my both short-term and long-term dog. I have the Padres to win the series plus 225 and the World Series plus 600. But I'll also throw out, I mean, I don't want to take this from you if you're going to, you're not on the Astros, so I'll throw it out. My dog will be the Astros, Houston Astros, to be the villains that they are and beat the A's. That's my dog.
I got an interesting dog that I want to bring up.
Okay.
It actually doesn't make sense.
Interesting dog.
It makes no sense, actually, because I just took the Yankees.
No.
But actually, my friend.
Now you're going to say the Rays.
I was thinking, then I realized that it doesn't make sense. But I was texting a friend of mine who's a big baseball guy. And I was asking, who do you like to win the World Series? Like, based on these odds, I sent him all the odds. So I don't make my own picks here, right?
You do your research.
Yeah.
You reach out to your, I mean, you work,
I defer
we work
to
in the sports.
Experts.
Yeah, we work in the sports industry. That's the advantage of that. You reach out to your baseball guy. You say, hey, who do you like here? You reach out to your tennis guy. Hey, do you like here?
Yeah.
I like that. I respect that.
I got experts.
You're doing your research.
All over the place. He said, in his words, I like the Rays for this format.
Mm.
Rays are built well for this format.
Because their fans are just...
I don't
quiet.
Know. Like, I honestly don't know what that means. Like, I didn't follow up with it. But like, I didn't say like, can you explain?
Great research.
I was just like, oh, well, now I can just say, you know, the Rays, they're well built for this format. I don't know a single player on the team, but they're +350 to win the World Series.
Okay,
so that could be like
that's going to be your dog shout out for your dog.
I can't really take it though because I'm taking the Yankees as a lock. Maybe I switch it. Dodgers lock, Rays dog.
Okay, that was smart. I like what you did there.
Because they're built pretty well
for this format.
How is this format different?
What do you mean, how is this format different? They're not playing in their home stadiums.
What is the series out of?
The best of five.
Isn't that, it's usually a best out of seven?
Right. So there's less games.
That makes a huge difference?
It does make a difference.
Oh, because less pitchers in the rotation?
Exactly. Think about the pitchers. They've also been playing this thing where... During the season, if it went to extra innings, each team would start with a guy on base.
I like that rule.
You like that?
I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that way you don't get to like the 17th and it's still like 2-2 or whatever scores. So that actually makes sense. I guess he likes the beginning pitchers, the starters, the first few starters for the Rays over the Yankees. That's maybe why he said that. The format's definitely different. I mean, there's cardboard cutouts in the stands, and we're not in our home stadiums. Like the Padres and the Dodgers are playing in Texas. That's where that series is going down. So, yeah, some things that are going to be different, make it a little bit harder to handicap and make our picks. But those are our picks. We're going to skip the parlay this week because we're not picking the game specifically. Any last words from Mark before we enjoy our NFL Sunday and enjoy a week of baseball? I think we should watch a game together. And make you sit down and watch first pitch to last pitch. And I mean, some of these games go like four hours.
We should live stream watching a game.
That'd be fun.
We've got a TV up here. Sit here on the mic and watch the
like
game.
Like Barstool, just sit there and expect people to just watch your reactions for the full game. That's like literally going to be like a 4 or 5 hour game, any game. But I'm down. We're going to do it. Any last words from Mark before we say goodbye for the week?
I want to shout out LeBron James.
Oh, true. We got to shout out LeBron James.
Yeah, he picked
the Lakers to
the best business in basketball is
to buy LeBron James.
You buy LeBron James, you buy a championship appearance, and the Lakers are just cleaning out.
They
the,
are wiping the floor.
The Heat right now.
Definitely.
So it looks like also I've had the Lakers at like +160 to win the championship a few weeks ago. So it looks that'll hit.
That's maybe. Fantastic. The Heat got some injuries early, like game one, right?
And then Bam Adebayo was out.
Yeah, once that happened, it was like, all right, like there's definitely not a chance at this point. So we expect the Lakers to continue to roll as we predicted back a few weeks ago. So definitely shout out LeBron, shout out Lakers. Good for you guys.
Yeah, good athlete. Really good athlete.
Good at sports.
Speaking of sports, they're tight.
Yeah, they are.
It's the only way to describe them. LeBron James... keeping the sports tight.
Yep.
Which means we'll keep talking about him.
I like that.
We'll see you next week.